Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you flow forth, that your will be done, Lord, and the words I speak are those that you've given me to share. Give us ears to hear, Father, and hearts to really accept what you're speaking to us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was to speak a week ago, but I was going through a lot of things and issues, and so I called Brother Oscar and begged off, you know, not to speak. And then got down here, and he spoke, and he's talked about when we're least prepared, that's when God uses us the most. And so Betty and Sue was nudging me. I told Brother Oscar, I should have been bruised. They just kept nudging me with what, you know, that he had shared. But 2 weeks before that, God had given me a song. I was standing at the sink and I was doing dishes, and he gave me this song, and I don't remember where I ever heard it. And it was by Kelly Price. I looked it up on the internet, and I'm going to sing a little bit of it. And then I'll tell you what I went through afterwards, and I forgot the word that God gave me. But as I don't worry about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sorrow, from its sunshine or its pain. I don't worry about my future, for I know what Jesus said. And I know he is within me, for he knows what is ahead. Now many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Now the week, thank you. Those aren't the exact words, but that's what God gave me. A week later, went through a lot of things, personal things, issues, family, just a lot of things. Forgot all about the song and broke all out in hives. I did this back in the 70s. I was in the hospital with it. And didn't know what was wrong. And my lips swelled and hives all over me. So I had to go to the doctor. But when I got the appointment, I called Brother Oscar that morning because I was itching so bad I couldn't stand it. And the appointment wasn't for maybe 4 hours after that. I didn't know how I was going to be able to stand it till then. And God really touched me when Brother Oscar prayed. The hives didn't go away, but the itching did. So when I went to the doctor and she asked me all these questions about any new clothing, any thing I've eaten different, and all these things, which nothing was different. So she said it's stress. And I was put on medication somebody didn't want to take, but I did. And God showed me that even though many times we're going through things and on the outward things look like you're flowing or you're doing all right, within I was really worrying. And the way it came out was hives all on me. And my lips swelled up. And my boyfriend and my sons teased me and said, boy, Angeline, look at them. Because they said my lips look. I said, I have some puckery. I said, well, I wouldn't mind the hives going away. And I keep these puckery lips that I didn't have to pay for. So, but they went down, so thank God, though. And so God was just showing me how that I was really worrying, and I was really not trusting him. And even before that, he had been sharing, and I'd shared, Sue and I share together a lot, and I go over to her place, throw off her shoes, I'm on the love seat, and she's on the couch. And we'll pray and share, and many things that we've shared, and even on our way down here, will be spoken in the service, in Sunday school. One time Jim shared, and I asked Jim, were you in our car or were we in your car? He said, I think I was in y'all's car because of what he had shared. And then I was sharing with Sue about, this isn't my message, this is leading up to. So I was sharing with Sue about God was dealing with me about independence because I've been single all these years. Coming, I love the Lord, God's first, foremost, my, but coming and going as I please, and many times not even asking God that day, well, Lord, what is it you have for me this day? I'm going along and taking him along with me, hoping he'll bless me and what I've planned for that day. Got down here, and what did Brother Oscar speak on? Independence, and I just shared that, and how we need to really depend upon the Lord. And God was showing me how we need to really depend upon one another, because he has made us all. We got the same Father, same Spirit, and that we really need to depend upon him each day and depend upon one another. Because I think when I've called him, Sue, talked to Jim, talked to different ones that I had, and Clyde, different ones that have shared with us, and it's been the same Spirit, and it's been because God is confirming to us that we are one Spirit, members of one body, with Christ as the head. And I've prayed, and I don't want to be independent. I want to be dependent upon him, upon each of you. I was so nervous when I was going to come up here, but when I got up here, I looked at everybody. This is my family. Why should I be nervous? And I look, and just the same way I sit and share with Sue, I can share with all of you. And I said, I have no reason to be nervous, but just that I want God to really be glorified. So through all of this, God started speaking and showing me that how he wanted me to have, how important a relationship with him is, and how that he has to be first and foremost and our priority in our lives, and that out of this relationship, it affects all of our relationships with one another, with our children, our husbands, whoever we're in contact, even those we meet on the job, out on the street, in the store, no matter where, that our relationship with him affects how he flows through us and how he ministers. So, I want to share, the first thing he gave me was in Psalm 91, and which we've shared before, but he was showing me that he who dwells in the secret place, these are just some of the scripture out of it, of the Most High shall remain stable, fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and on him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. And because you have made, and this is what God is saying to us, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. And because he has set his love upon me, says the Lord, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, my love, my kindness, trust and relies on me, knowing that I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and I will satisfy him with salvation. And it says in a little footnote that the rich promises of this whole chapter are dependent upon one's meeting exactly the conditions of the first two verses, which is dwelling in him, abiding in him, drawing from him. And he was showing me how Jesus said he did only what the Father, whatever the Father said, this is only what Jesus would say and do, and this is what he desires for us. So my message is on relationship. And he said, God is so much more concerned about our relationship with him than what we think that we can do for him or with him. For Jesus said, I do only what my Father does, and I say only what my Father says. I and the Father are one, and that is their desire for us, that we would be one as the Father and Son are one, that we would abide in, dwell in, live, move, and have our hope and being in him. And out of this originates, out of this relationship with him, comes forth what he wants to do in and through our lives. So Sue sent me this little, she sent it to me on my phone, and it goes with what God was, it was so good, I read it, and it was, she got off of Facebook, but it was so good with what he had been speaking. It says, when I'm worried, it's usually because I'm trying to do everything myself. When I'm at peace, it's usually because I remember that God is in control. And I've been going through where he has made this, you know, so real to me. And some of the scriptures he was showing me, Paul and Peter and their relationship. When Peter was going into the temple and he said, such as I have, give I unto you. And when Paul said, I live and move and have my being in him. All of this came out of their relationship with him. And this is what I so desire, to be one with him and one with each one of you and the members of the body of Christ. And he was given me in John when, let me read. And also, in these are different scriptures I'm going to give you. In Psalm 16, he was given me where he said, I say to the Lord that you are my Lord, and I have no good besides you. The Lord is my chosen and assigned portion, my cup. You hold and maintain my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and I have good heritage. And you know, no matter what we're going through, and I've been going through some things, they're still pleasant places because God is revealing himself to us in these places. And we're learning to trust him and to draw from him and to dwell in him. And so he's working all things out for good for us and glory to him. So they're pleasant places, even though we may not think so at the time. And says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord continually before me. And because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory, which is my inner self, rejoices. My body too shall rest and confidently dwell in safety. And I was looking at how I broke all out in hives and how we have a peace and a rest in him when we're trusting him. And it says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And I just thank God for his faithfulness. I didn't want to get up. I felt like I'd been through so many things. I'd failed the Lord and this and that. I didn't feel like I could even get up and share anything. But God said, when you ask for forgiveness, you don't have to go through no long rigmarole like 10 Hail Marys and all of this. When you ask me for forgiveness, I forgive you then. And I expect you to turn around and not go that way, but I'm with you. And I'm going to supply you and help you and give you the strength to go through what you're going through. In John 15, when Jesus is saying he's the vine and that we are the branches and he's the vine dresser and how that we should, he wants us to dwell. He says, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit itself without abiding in, being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. And I so desire this. I know all of you do too, for yourselves to so abide and dwell in him and let him have his way in our lives. That if you live in and abide vitally united to me, my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts. That ask whatever you will, and it shall be done. He's so wanting us to be one as he and the Father are one, and that we are one with one another. Now, in John 15, he was saying that when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth, for he will not speak his own message, his own words, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give that message that has been given to him, and he will announce, this is Holy Spirit, and declare to you the things that are to come and that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me because he will take and receive and draw upon me and what is mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit unto you. And everything that the Father has is mine. And that which I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, will take things that are mine and reveal and disclose them to us. And this is what God is doing. I said, Lord, I so want this to be in me. And he was showing how our relationship, how important the relationship is with him. And daily, and he, this little thing here I got to share with you that he gave me. And I said, oh, Lord, he says that when we are, let me find it here. He was showing me that when we really, when we're in love, and all of you have been in love at some point, I hope many of you are still in love, all you married ones are still in love. He was showing me that, that when we're in a relationship, that we are excited about the person that we're in love with, and that when we hear the voices, just as when you fall in love with someone, you know their voice, and there is a stirring within to the very sound of their voice. The very sight of them, you're excited to see them, and there's an expectancy and an anticipation. Oh, how we should be with Christ our Lord. See, God takes the natural and then shows it in the spiritual. And how that we should just being in their presence is beyond joy, beyond description. And this is the way we should be with Christ. And I know everyone, someone there, you've been in love with somebody, still are. And these things are so true to you in the natural. But God wants it to be so with him in the spirit. We're excited to read the word. We're excited to hear from him. Wherever we're at and where we're going, our mind is in tune with him. When Sue sent that to me on my phone, I was on my way home, and I was looking up and I was thinking, boy, the technology that man has come up with that God has given. And I thought, now she sent that to me, and it went up. Found the right frequency, came and found the right frequency to my phone, came up as a picture and the words. And God said, do you know I'm ever speaking? My voice is ever going forth. But many times we're not on the right frequency. Now God said, tune in to me. Like you turn on the radio, CD, your phone, whatever, and you got the right frequency and you're picking it up. And God said, I want you to be like that with me, that you're ever in tune, because I'm always speaking, is that you're not in the place to hear. And I said, Lord, each day, tune me in to your frequency, that I am hearing you, that I am seeing you. And he speaks to anybody. Anybody out on the street, a little kid, a commercial on TV, anything God is able to speak to us if we're open to hear his voice. And I said, Lord, I want to be in that place. I want to know your voice. I want to know you in such a way that no matter how you speak or through whom you're speaking, whatever you're saying, Lord, just he was talking about wisdom and discernment. God, you've got wisdom and discernment within you already. All you have to do is draw from it. Lisa, you have already, because he is wisdom, he is discernment, he is truth, love, and life, and we already have him within. We just got to, oh, Lord, let me be in this place. Let me be in this relationship that I'm drawing from you daily, and I know your voice, and I'm hearing from you. God was showing me, you know how we'd have different speakers in and different ones come in, and God was saying, this is, I don't even know where I got this from, but this is something I wrote down. Too often, we're more interested in the ministry that someone has rather than the depth of their walk, of that person, the depth of their walk. And it said, God is more interested in our relationship than our ministry. Our ministry or calling should function out of our relationship. Out of our relationship. Instead, many times there's many of us, we want a relationship that enables us to receive our calling and then function out of that calling. But those, like I brought in the scripture, who dwell in the secret place of God, ministers out of that relationship Their calling will be, our calling will be a reflection of our relationship with God. Oh, I just thank God. He's so good. I didn't know what else, you know, more I was going to share, but I just was in, I was looking also like in Ephesians, and God was bringing out about marriage, but he was showing it to me. It showed everything in the natural and how we should be with our brothers and sisters and in marriage, and how that we should be considerate of one another. Because, you know, and when you look at in Ephesians, but it says, this is a great, very great mystery. All these things that he showed about marriage and about how we should speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise with our voices and instruments, making melody with our hearts to the Lord, and all times that we give thanks in the name of the Lord, be subject to one another. And this is in marriage and everything, but he was saying, he was showing it as a picture of the church. And he says, this is a mystery. This mystery is very great, but I speak concerning the relation, which is the relationship of Christ and the church. And that's why we would be considerate of one another. We would honor one another in marriage and in the body of Christ. And I'm going to tell you, in Colossians, he is saying, informed us, it said, he's informed, this is Paul speaking, of your love in the Holy Spirit. For this reason, we also, from the day that we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you may be filled with the full, deep, clear knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom. And this is in Colossians 1. I'm reading 8 to 12. In all wisdom and bearing fruit in every good work, steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God, with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. Says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, and forbearance with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints of God, God's holy people in the light. And I thank God for what he's doing in us and how all circumstances he is, I can see him like weaving everything together for our good, that we may grow up in him, mature in him, that he may be seen in and through our lives, no matter where we're at, no matter who we're with, no matter what we're doing, that he is being glorified because of our relationship with him, drawing from him, dwelling in that place. And I don't have much more to share with you. I know it's not real long, but I want to give again what Sue had shared, because I went through, you know, and out of my worrying, I was seeing I was really not drawing from him and having a deep relationship with him, which is so good to have. When I'm worried, it's usually because I'm trying to do everything myself. And when I'm at peace, it's usually because I remember that God is in control. So no matter what we're going through, we must remember he is in control. He loves us. He's forgiving. He's strengthening us. In his presence is fullness of joy. On the way down here today, we prayed and sang and worshiped all the way here. Before we know it, here we are. And, you know, here we are here. And it was real overcast all the way down. And I was looking, and God said, he said, the sun's shining. It may be overcast, and you're not saying, but the sun is shining. And it's ever shining, like God is ever speaking. He is ever shining forth. We may not be aware of it for what we're going through and not looking to him, but it's ever shining. He's not going nowhere. And he was showing me the sun's not going nowhere. It's here. He's here. We got right here to our exit, 129. clouds just parted. Sun comes shining through all the way to the church. We laughed all the way here. Sun's shining. He's confirming and showing us, yes, I'm here. I've never left. I'm here no matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstance or situation in your family or what. I'm not even going to share a lot of things I go through, but I said, Lord, I'm trusting you. These highs are enough to prove to me that I'm not really looking to you, not trusting you, not drawing from you, not dwelling in that place and having this relationship that you so desire for me to have with you. So I'm going to end up with this little poem that God gave me back in May at a women's retreat. And it says, Christ, our source and life. Now there's a fire that burns within that I cannot contain. It flows forth from within me like the blessed latter rain. It burns up all the stubble and burns up all the hay. Yes, my Lord is the potter and I am the clay. He's cleansing, purifying, and making me whole. A process that's changing my very being and my soul. Now, don't you so love our Lord and Savior who died for us upon the cross, ridding us of all sin and paying the full cost? Now he's risen and bringing forth new life within, and we are forgiven and delivered from all sin. He is joining us together and making us all as one, victorious overcomers, and in the very image of Jesus, God's Son. Thank you. That's all I have to share. Thank you. Praise God. I thank all those that was praying for me, because I was very nervous, but when after I got up here and looked at your faces, I saw my family, so I wasn't nervous anymore. Thank you. God bless everyone. It starts, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, do you know it? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Stand up, we're going to sing it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Everybody be blessed. Thank you. Thank you. Praise.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we enter into that marriage relationship with you, Father, you're going to not only give us the name, but you're going to give us everything that goes with that name.
Oh, yes, my God.
The power, the authority, and most of all, Father, the love.
Yes, Father.
Father, I just thank you for what you're doing in each life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for the word that you.